And as always, on this Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with head librarian Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hey, did you vote yet?
Of course, I voted already this morning.
All right. What did it feel like?
Well, it was interesting, you know, with all the social distancing and the masks and all of the different people that you have to vote for and all of the rules. And everything is always different, you know.
Yep.
So what I found interesting is that you have to sign that you are who you are.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I've ever done that before. Well, okay. I guess I did on, I guess, you know, it's like you get like a little receipt type thing.
Yeah.
Too, that you voted. So that's interesting. Everything is always technology advancement, which right. is always exciting and something new. So I'm always looking for stuff like that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, how are the, when the polls opened over there at the Appleton Civic Center, did it have a crowd right away or just kind of a steady stream?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty busy here. I haven't been paying that much attention, but there seems to be a lot of cars and a lot of people wandering around. So I would say so. I hope we have a great turnout.
Yeah, good.
And everything. So, yeah.
Sounds like it anyway. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, Cindy, I know it's a busy day there at the Civic Center, but it's always busy at the Appleton Library, isn't it?
Well, you know, we try to have a variety of different activities going on that people can participate in and have a variety of things for people to do. And that's what we do to kind of keep things going here. And we've got some interesting things that are coming up. In fact, Monday we released our new Take and Make project for adults, and it was sold out in under 3 hours. So I was going to talk a little bit about this Take and Make project for adults, but unfortunately they're all sold out already.
And I
wonder if that's what the, how everything is going to be going here, because people are looking for different activities to do. And so every month we offer a Take and Make project for adults, and every week we're offering Take and Make projects for kids. And so keep track, watch on Facebook, of course, listen to our radio show, all the different things that you can do to keep track of what we have going on, or just give us a call at the Appleton Library and we can update you on the different Take and Make activities that we're having available, because unfortunately, with the rise in COVID cases, we are going to have to do some dialing back.
Mm.
So starting on Thursday, the library will not be open to the public where you can just walk in. We are switching to by appointment as well as keeping up our curbside pickup. And so starting Thursday, you'll need to call us at 289-1681 and arrange a time to come in to browse our shelves and use our computers. And so keep that in mind. And it's just kind of a product of the times, I guess. That's all I can really say is that's what we'll be doing, is doing some dialing back. And so hopefully more and more of these Take and Make projects are going to become more and more popular. Steve Starrett's program will kind of switch to a, how can I say this, a Zoom meeting or an over the phone appointment, so that you can get some help with the computer and different things that you have questions on.
Okay.
And then we still offer our Wi-Fi hotspots that are available, so that we have 3 Wi-Fi hotspots that you can pick up and check out if your internet and things like that aren't as good at home. So that's something else that we are offering to the public. We're also going to be having grab bags of books for children that are available, that will be available by grade level. And you can call ahead and order those and arrange a curbside pickup for them. And we've got digital content, of course, lots of different things that you can download and get access to at home. And don't forget, we have these great things called learning kits, where we've got 30-some boxes of books, activities, games, toys, that are all based on a theme. So we've got a lot of things that you could just kind of pick up to go here at the Appleton Library.
Okay, real good, Cindy. Yeah, some changes coming, that's for sure.
Yes, it's kind of unfortunate. I've really loved being open, seeing all sorts of customers come in the door, but the Civic Center has decided that we're going to be dialing it back a little bit. Okay. So you still can come into the library. It's just that you'll need to make an appointment starting this Thursday.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move into our segment called What Are People Reading, Cindy? And I know it's a busy time of the year for new releases, isn't it?
It really is. And there's a lot of interesting nonfiction books that are out. Matthew McConaughey has a new book out. Believe it or not, the man has kept a diary for the last 35 years of his life, and he has written a book about it. So that could be kind of an interesting read. Also, Accidentally Wes Anderson by Wally Koval. It's photographs and stories of more than 200 locations from around the world that are inspired by the aesthetic of the film director Wes Anderson. Peter Frampton, along with Alan Light, has got a new book out called Do You Feel Like I Do? It's key career moments that are recounted by the musician inducted into the 2020 Grammy Hall of Fame from his album Frampton Comes Alive. Also, there is another new one called Battle of Brothers by Robert Lacey. I've had a lot of people interested in this book. It's a look at the potential factors that led to the divergent life paths of Prince William and Prince Harry. So lots of really interesting nonfiction books that have been released. And if there's you have a favorite author that you're looking for a new book for, give us a call and let us help you locate that book, because there are certainly a lot of new ones out.
All right. How can people, where are you located at, Cindy, and how can people get a hold of you if they have any questions?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and you can give us a call at 320-289-1681 so that we can help you with anything. And keep in mind that we will be open for by appointment, so you'll need to call the library as soon as Thursday of this week in order to make an appointment to come in and visit with us. But we are also offering curbside pickup services and other things that you can call and we'll help you with over the phone and things like that as well. So if you want to physically come into the library without making an appointment, we still have that available. Today we're open, which is Tuesday from 1 to 7. Tomorrow we'll be open from 10 to 12 noon. And then, like I said, Thursday will be by appointment. And so keep those things in mind. But like I said, if you don't remember, just call us because we're here to help you.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thanks for the update there on the Appleton Public Library.
Well, you're welcome. I hope you have a great week.
Yeah, and just want to remind everyone to get out and vote today, right?
Yes, definitely.
All right. That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.